I'm Dr. Anthony Lizerwitz, and this is Climate Connections. In Pinecrest, Florida, three large plastic mats float on a canal, each covered in flowers like irises, lilies, and marigolds, with their roots dangling in the water. Jasmine Locke Rodriguez of Florida International University is studying how these floating gardens can help clean polluted water.
Seeing these beautiful blooms and knowing that they're also cleaning the water at the same time is incredibly exciting and motivating.
As the flowers grow, they absorb nitrogen and phosphorus through their roots. These nutrients are found in fertilizer. During heavy rain, they can wash off farm fields and accumulate in the water, causing algal blooms that deplete oxygen.
We've actually seen in recent years some pretty serious fish kills that have caused thousands of fish to float to the surface because of the lack of oxygen in the waterways.
And the problem is expected to get worse as climate change causes stronger storms. Locke Rodriguez's research shows that the floating flower mats work in the lab. So now her team is studying how much pollution they can remove in real waterways. She says communities could sell the flowers to help cover the cost of the floating gardens. So one day soon, flowers could be a solution to pollution. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
You can deny all the things I've seen, all the things I've discovered, but not for much longer. Because too many others know what's happening out there.
I want to believe.
Hi, this is David Duchovny, and you're listening to CJSF 90.1 Burnaby.
Julian Taylor's jukebox is plugged in, turned on, and rare to go.
Hey, hey, Tutu, Julian Taylor here, and you are listening to The Jukebox. Thank you for tuning in to the show. That is Alabama Shakes with Hold On from their first album, Boys and Girls, released in 2012. They have toured extensively, recorded a few records, and they are back on tour now after a little bit of a hiatus. Lead singer Brittany Howard went off to do a solo thing for a little while. I'm sure that she's still doing it, but nice to see the band back in action. Music coming up from one of my favorite groups ever, Three Dog Night. I think they're highly underrated. They're from L.A., and I'm going to play something from the album Naturally. The biggest hit on that record was Joy to the World, of course, but Liar is a killer track. It's actually a cover. It was first done by Argent in 1969, and then the folks in Three Dog Night covered it for their album in 1970, and it hit number 7 on the charts. We're going to play that. We're also going to play new music from Curtis Clear Sky and the Constellations, a song called Plant Your Dreams. This was just released from Vancouver, British Columbia. Curtis Clear Sky also heads up the Indigenous Music Office. I remember being at an event at Massey Hall when that launched, and it's a wonderful project. Check it out. Cam Kahan is on the show with Stay With Me. It's music that blends indie, alternative, and a little bit of folk, I'd say, yeah. I really like it, though. And this is a 23-year-old Toronto-based alt-punk folk artist. I guess punk's in there, too, for sure. And now for something from Alice Sky. This is a song called Everything Is Great. Alice is from Australia. She's from Horsham. And this was a song released in 2021, so right in the middle of the pandemic. And I think the title is totally suiting. It's called Everything Is Great. Here is Alice Sky on The Jukebox.
You and I, we're more than friends, and I don't know just how this will end. Everything is great until it's not. Everything is great until it stops. And if it's not you, it's someone else you see. So I definitely shouldn't let you bother me. I don't want more, I just wanna be enough. No, I don't want more, I just wanna be enough. Again, you say, hey man, just like we're friends. You keep me safe and warm, I wish you wouldn't. You keep me safe and warm, just like he could. Thank you.
life isn't easy. No, it gets hard to get along. Wouldn't wanna disagree with anyone else. Stay with me.
Is music for the human race. Julian Taylor's Jukebox rolls on.
The Jukebox is broadcast on stolen and unsurrendered land in the traditional territory of many First Nations across Turtle Island. We must realize the significance of recognizing and paying respect to the first people who resided in the territory that we are currently sitting on.
This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox. From Austin, Texas, that is Black Pumas from their debut self-titled album, Black Moon Rising. That song was their debut single. It preceded Colors, which was the song that completely blew them up. They were nominated for a couple Grammys. They won Best New Band at the Austin Music Awards and amassed over 100 million streams plus. Crazy stuff. Now to our featured artist of the week. It's an established artist. Usually we choose an artist that isn't established, that's just starting out or trying to get their footing in the game. But this artist has certainly been there since the 60s. It's Santana. And we're going to play a song from Abraxas called Oye Como Va. That is one of my favorite. The reason we're going to honor Santana is because he recently was honored with the Lifetime Achievement Award at the Grammys.
at the Special Merit Awards ceremony held on January 31st, 2026. He was included with Chaka Khan, Cher, Fela Kuti, Paul Simon, and Whitney Houston. So congratulations to Carlos Santana. And Yamaha Canada, it was one of our sponsors, tells us that Carlos Santana was on tour and his Toronto stop, well, his guitar was damaged, so Yamaha picked it up and it was supposed to be fixed, and they did fix it actually, but Santana never came to pick it up, so it's still hanging out at Yamaha headquarters. So if you want to go see it, go to Yamaha headquarters here in Ontario. That is a cool story. Here is Carlos Santana on the jukebox.
Thank you.